Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Cloudy skies this afternoon with highs around 36. Winds out of the northwest, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Partly cloudy tonight, lows level off around 20. Mainly clear tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 39. Get up-to-the-minute weather updates from the Weatherology Weather Center. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KNDY for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Currently, it's 36.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. As we kick off 2023, the Keystone Oil Pipeline in Washington County is back up and operational. And while the cleanup efforts continue with TC Energy, the Environmental Protection Agency, and other agencies, some lawmakers in Kansas want to kick off the 2023 legislative session with hearings on the cause of what actually happened.
TC Energy in particular have been very good about communicating exactly what TC Energy wants you to know. But, you know, everybody who I've asked have given me an answer. Sometimes they're vague. To really bring in TC Energy and bring in scientists and bring in the environmental groups and the tribes and get everybody's view on what happened and what the best path is going forward.
That was Democrat State Representative Rue Zhu on KSN News. For him, along with Lindsey Vonn, say the federal agencies like the Environmental Protection Agency are responsible for making sure the pipeline like Keystone are safe. So there isn't much that many state lawmakers can do, but say that the utility committees along with water committees should have a better understanding of the issue. The end of the year liquidation sale is on right now at Riverwind RV. Riverwind RV is the most trusted RV dealership in Wichita, and if you're in the market for a recreational vehicle, now is the time to buy. Riverwind RV is making room for all 2023 models by offering huge discounts on 2022 and earlier models. Riverwind RV invites you to stop in and see for yourself. Discounts so big you have to see it to believe it. Riverwind RV, 1523 West Ledgerwood Road, just a mile west of Andover Road at 159th Street East in Kellogg, has whatever you may be looking for with new or used travel trailers, fifth wheelers, or toy haulers. Plus, they have all types of manufacturers like Winnebago, Heartland, Forest River, Gulfstream, and Keystone. It's out with the old and in with the new at Riverwind RV at Wichita's East Side, 1523 West Ledgerwood Road, right at 159th East and Kellogg Drive. Stop in, check them out online at riverwindrv.com, or call them at 316-364-3333. Local law enforcement agencies across the state of Kansas will be getting some much-needed federal funds through the new appropriations bill that was passed by the federal government for the year's 2023 appropriations package. As WIBW reports, the announcement came from U.S. Senator Jerry Moran, as more than $13 million in new funding for Kansas law enforcement agencies were included in the package. And in a statement from Senator Jerry Moran, he said, quote, our Kansas law enforcement officers need the best tools and training to be able to do their jobs and keep their communities safe. I appreciate the county sheriffs, chiefs of police, state troopers, and other officers who speak with me frequently about what their departments are facing on a daily basis and inform me of the resources they need to be successful. Overall, more than 31 local agencies will be receiving the funding across the state of Kansas. In other news, according to the latest nationwide study on the 2023's best and worst cities for keeping New Year's resolutions, Overland Park at Kansas has been ranked as one of the best cities in the nation to do so. As overall, the city has been ranked fifth nationwide in the best at keeping their New Year's resolutions.
Dane's Automotive and Tire in Waterville and Marysville is your reliable automotive repair shop. Servicing engines and transmissions, ACs, radiators, exhausts, and diagnostic checks. Did you know Dane's does tires? Carrying all major brands and sizes from trucks, ATVs, trailer, and farm implements, Dane's Automotive and Tire has you covered. With over 85 years combined experience, your locally owned and trusted repair and tire shop is Dane's Automotive and Tire in Waterville and Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Oh, well, some state lawmakers in the state of Nebraska say they plan on proposing a bill in the legislative session in 2023 to tax skilled games at casinos, where they say the outcome is more dependent on the skills of the user, as they say the tax revenue could give some more property tax relief across the state.
I intended to introduce legislation this year which would impose a tax on these machines comparable to the tax levied on the machines at the casino racetracks, and with those proceeds, the bulk of those proceeds going to direct property tax relief for every Nebraskan.
That was Nebraska State Senator Tom Breeze on KSNB at Local Channel 4. According to Pamela Lancaster, the Hall County Commissioner, she says they will be working with the county board, along with the county attorney, to make sure that they are interpreting the legislation properly as they consider the topic during their January meetings. Nebraska, Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. No one is immune from scams, including our nation's veterans. In fact, scammers specifically target veterans, assuming they have a regular stream of income from VA benefits. Scams can involve going after pension or disability benefits, fake requests for personal information, charity scams, and so much more. The VA won't request personal information by phone, email, or text, and use sites like charitynavigator.org before donating. When it comes to fraud, vigilance is our number one weapon. For more information, go online to aarp.org/fraud. Watch Network.
Hi, I'm Jeff Aiken. Join me every weekday on the Mid-America Ag Network for the latest market updates, the most up-to-date ag news, interviews with the newsmakers, and market analysis. Whether you need the latest prices on grains, livestock, oil, or the stock market,
reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Nebraska employers face a minimum wage increase to $10.50 per hour effective this week after voters approved an initiative on the November ballot, resulting in annual increases of $1.50 per hour, the first of each year, to a $15 level by 2026. After that, annual increases in the minimum wage in Nebraska will be tied to the cost of living. The minimum wage in Kansas, tied to the federal level, remains at $7.25 per hour. A Holton man, Craig Bowser, has announced his candidacy for Kansas Senate, running for the seat held by Dennis Pyle of Hiawatha, whose district includes Nemaha and a portion of Marshall County, among others in northeast Kansas in District 1. Craig Bowser is an information security officer in Topeka and joined State Representative John Epley of Atchison for the post. Pyle changed party affiliation to independent, preceding an unsuccessful run for Kansas governor in November. TC Energy will temporarily divert Mill Creek in Washington County from a spot upstream from a recent oil spill site on the Keystone Pipeline so the company can downstream the containment dams. As the company begins its diversion plan, water pumps and an above-ground bypass line will be installed to continue cleanup efforts and reclamation of the creek. The company is donating $7,500 toward mobile and radio equipment to local emergency responders in appreciation for their fast action and support. And the public can now contribute toward 100% matching funds from TC Energy's Build Strong program toward the Washington County Hospital. Over 11,000 of the roughly 14,000 barrels spilled nearly a month ago have been reclaimed as cleanup efforts in Washington County continue. A limited restart of the pipeline at reduced pressure has been authorized by authorities. No one was injured December 22nd as a trailer house fire in Marysville at 702 South 15th Street resulted in substantial damage. Homeowner Jose Patino Leon was reportedly trying to defrost a bathroom water line with a torch and was not injured. Marysville Volunteer Fire Department responded. American Pickers, a show on the History Channel, recently filmed an episode in Seneca with antique dealers Mike and Tressa Jones, which will air on the cable channel Wednesday evening, January 4th at 8 p.m. The show features antique pickers who travel the country looking for unique and collectible items. River Valley Extension District has released a land lease survey, which is included in the January newsletter and available through any River Valley office, including Washington, in the district. Anyone who operates a lease of farm ground for cropland or pasture within the district is encouraged to fill out a copy of the survey, which, when compiled, will be available for the public, reflecting trends of leasing practices in each county. A digital version is available on the website, rivervalley.k-state.edu, and the deadline for submissions is February 20th. Those mailing surveys are allotted to send a couple days in advance of a deadline to assure delivery. The data will be reviewed then at a public meeting in Clifton Tuesday evening, February 21st. For additional details on the land lease survey, contact Luke Myers or Caitlin Hildebrand with River Valley Extension District. Marlene S. Champagne, age 74, passed away December 20th. funeral service Thursday, January 5th at 10 a.m. at the Emmanuel Lutheran Hermansburg Church northeast of Bremen. Burial in the church cemetery. Visitation Wednesday, 1 until 8. Family greet friends Wednesday from 5 until 7 at the Hanover Mortuary. In charge of arrangements for Marlene Champagne. Chad E. Rhodes, age 61, of Marysville, passed away Monday. Funeral service Thursday, 3 p.m. at St. Gregory's Catholic Church in Marysville. Private burial in the church cemetery at a later date. Family will see friends Wednesday, 4 until 8 p.m. at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Chad Rhodes. Sharon L. Schmidt, age 80, passed away December 23rd. Funeral service Friday, January 6th at 10 a.m. at St. John's Catholic Church, Hanover. Rosary Thursday evening at 7 at the church. Hanover Mortuary in charge of arrangements for Sharon Schmidt. Twyla Stickernoth, age 86, of Marysville, passed away January 1st. Funeral service Friday, 10:30 at St. Gregory's Catholic Church in Marysville. Burial in the church cemetery. Vigil service Thursday evening at the 7 at the church. Visitation Thursday, 10 until 5 at Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Twyla Stickernoth. Velma J. Jeannie Thomas, age 74, of Marysville, passed away December 21st. Celebration of life services planned Friday at 10:30 at the First Christian Church in Marysville. Private family interment at a later date, with Kinsley Mortuary in charge of arrangements for Jeannie Thomas. Della C. Tuttle passed away January 1st. Funeral service Friday, 2 p.m. at the Good Shepherd Lutheran Church in Washington. Burial in the Washington City Cemetery. Visitation Thursday, 2 until 8. Family will greet friends Thursday from 5 until 7 at the Ward Funeral in Washington, in charge of arrangements for Della Tuttle. Glenadine R. Watson, age 89, of Wymore, passed away December 18th. Memorial service Friday at 2 p.m. at the Laughlinova Funeral Home in Wymore, interment in the Wymore Cemetery. Visitation Thursday, 10 until 8. Family will greet friends Thursday from 6 until 7:30 at the Laughlinova Funeral Home in Wymore, in charge of arrangements for Glenadine Watson. Kenneth E. Kenny Jones, age 46, of Walmego, formerly of Frankfort, the Marysville communities, passed away December 31st. Funeral arrangements pending, with Kinsley Mortuary in charge for Kenny Jones. Betty Lou Christensen, age 73, of Greenleaf, passed away January 1st. Family services to be held at a later date at the Glasgow, Kansas Cemetery. Ward Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Betty Lou Christensen.
3, 2, 1.
Did the new year bring new devices in your home? You might want to increase your internet speed. If you up your speed this month, you get a $20.23 bill credit for 3 months to kick off 2023. New Blue Valley internet customers also get a $20.23 bill credit for 3 months. Visit bluevalley.net/2023.
Terms and conditions apply. See store for details.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Temperatures still staying around average throughout this week. Typically for this time of year, we can expect to see highs in the mid-30s and lower 40s. Staying mostly cloudy today with our highs in the lower 30s and lower 40s. Northwest winds between 10 and 15 and gusting as high as 20. Staying partly cloudy overnight tonight with our lows in the upper teens and lower 20s. Some sunshine on Thursday with our highs in the mid to upper 30s. Northwest winds still between 5 and 10 and gusting as high as 20. And mostly clear skies throughout Thursday night with our lows in the mid-teens and mid-20s. Staying slightly warmer as we head into Friday, partly sunny with our highs in the mid-30s and upper 40s. Before a slight chance for some snow flurries throughout Friday night, staying cloudy with our lows in the mid-teens and mid-20s. Staying slightly cooler on Saturday, sunshine with our highs in the upper 20s and lower 40s. And partly cloudy skies Saturday night with our lows in the lower teens and lower 20s. And still staying sunny as we head into early next week. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature, early January, 39. Record high on this date, 67. The average low, 19. And the record low, 31, below zero. Sunrise this morning, 7:47. Sunset this evening at 5:17.
Voting with your feet has become a shorthand term to explain why we move from place to place. It's a look at the state of migration in America on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
Many people struggle with the frustration of excess belly fat, symptoms of diabetes and arthritis. Maybe you've tried prescription drugs, exercise classes, and workout gadgets. A European doctor has uncovered a breakthrough that's helping save lives. It's an incredible two-minute ritual that helps you lose 1 pound of belly fat every 72 hours. And details are all on this website, meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. There are no special exercise gadgets to buy, nor will you be required to perform any strenuous workouts or spend money for high-priced supplements each month. This will work for you and anyone who is concerned about heart disease, diabetes, and low energy. At MeltingBelly.com, we share this two-minute ritual that removes pounds of dangerous belly fat, reduces harmful plaque from your arteries, and restores a youthful hormonal balance. Get information now with their powerful ebook. Just go to MeltingBelly.com. That's MeltingBelly.com. MeltingBelly.com.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Wednesday, January 4th, the fourth day of the year. Sir Isaac Newton was born on this day. Americans have always been people on the move in search of opportunity and bluer horizons. And lately, that impulse has turned into nothing short of a mass migration. According to Realtor.com, recent moving seasons have been some of the busiest in memory. Where is everyone going? Biggest influxes are to places with warm climates, hot job markets, and low tax burdens. The top five gainers: Ocala, Florida; Portland, Maine; Chattanooga, Tennessee; Eagle Rock, North Carolina; and Honolulu, Hawaii. And on the downside, California, New Jersey, and Illinois are losing the most residents. That's the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
Get away with a shopping day at Reflections Hallmark. Beautiful home decor pieces, scented candles, last-minute gift ideas for any reason, plus Hallmark cards, as well as fabulous boutique clothing and accessories. For yourself, for your home, for someone else, shop Reflections Hallmark in downtown Marysville. And remember, they do custom picture framing with lots of frames and matting choices. You're always welcome. Thanks for shopping local. Reflections Hallmark, downtown Marysville. When others say no, we say yes at Twin Rivers Used Megastore. No empty lots or excuses. Twin Rivers has over 130 quality used cars and trucks on inventory and ready for your test drive today. Check out the full stock on the lot or online at twinriv.com. Open after 5 and Saturdays for your convenience or anytime by appointment. Good credit, bad credit, no problem. With three finance specialists on hand to get you moving in the quality used or new car or truck you want today. See Twin Rivers Used Megastore, West Court Street in Beatrice.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. I'm Andy Hoosier. Big night of college basketball in the state last night as the number 3 Kansas Jayhawks topped the Texas Tech at Red Raiders with a slight victory, 75-72. It was a strong start for the Jayhawks as they finished the first quarter 43-36. The Red Raiders tried to come back in the second quarter, but was short just 3 points as Jalen Wilson, forward for the Jayhawks, put in 39 minutes total for the game with 6 rebounds, 3 assists, and 16 points overall. Guard Dejon Harris, however, topped the most amount of points with 18 points and 36 minutes in the game, 1 rebound, and 3 assists. Their next game is on Saturday against the West Virginia Mountaineers, with tip-off at 5 p.m. In Wildcat basketball, it was a high-scoring game last night as they beat the number 6 Texas Longhorns 116-103. It was a big night for Marquise and Noel as he put 36 points on the board with 38 minutes of play. Keontae Johnson put 28 points on the board last night. Their next tip also on Saturday at 5 p.m. against the number 19 Baylor Bears.
Go Hog Wild! Pit Barbecue, Hog Wild, get some for you.
Ever stare at the Hog Wild menu and feel like you can't make up your mind because it all looks so good? Well, Bingo Brashears, Hog Wild partner and general manager at 21st and Tyler, has the tastiest solution.
When I want a little bit of everything, I get a little bit of everything on Hog Wild Smokestack Sandwich. On a butter-toasted bun, we pile our hickory-smoked beef brisket with juicy hot wings, and you top it with our award-winning barbecue sauce. The hard part is choosing between fresh curly fries, classic baked beans, or coleslaw on the side.
Hog Wild Pit Barbecue's hero of a sandwich saves the biggest appetites from indecision at all six locations in Wichita. Also in Derby, El Dorado, Hutchinson, and Salina.
Go Hog Wild Pit Barbecue. Hog Wild, get some for you. But don't be late, we close at 8.
Kansas State Wildcat All-American running back Deuce Vaughn said that he plans to skip his senior year at the university to declare for the 2023 NFL Draft. KWCH News reports the announcement came from Twitter on Monday night, just 2 days after the Sugar Bowl, where the Kansas State Wildcats fell to number 5 Alabama 45-20. During the game, however, Vaughn had 22 carries overall, rushing 133 yards, with an average of 6 yards per carry and one touchdown that ran 88 yards into the end zone. The NFL draft is set to begin on Thursday, April 27th. Vaughn is the second all-time in rushing for Kansas State, with over 3,600 yards in total, and ranks third and fifth on K-State's single-season rushing records, and fourth with 34 career rushing touchdowns. He's also a two-time consensus All-American as an all-purpose running back. Kansas State ends their football season sitting 10-4 overall, 7-2 in conference play, and number 2 in the Big 12 conference, just behind TCU, who they beat for the Big 12 championship. At American Network Sports, I mean, Andy Hoosier.
It's a new year, but the action of the Twin Valley League remains the most exciting, fast-paced basketball in the state. With some of the top athletes and best coaches around, TVL is can't miss each and every night. Hello, it's Jeff Wirtz, host of the TVL Spotlight, the podcast that focuses on the scores, stats, and stories from the Twin Valley League. Join me on TVLSpotlight.com or the podcast page on Sunflower State Radio. The TVL Spotlight, brought to you by KNDY Radio.
Tuesday night basketball action in girls' play. Valley Heights took Washington County 52-34. Hanover beat Lynn 62-43. Frankfort girls over Donovan West 48-43. And Axtell held off Onega 46-40. Clifton Clyde beat Blue Valley 55-28. Concordia girls down to Republic County 51-39. In boys play, Valley Heights took Washington County 41-29. Hanover stopped Lynn 57-44. In overtime, Frankfort fell to Donovan West 34-31. Axtell boys beat Onega 66-47. Clifton Clyde over Blue Valley 72-64. Concordia boys took Republic County 62-38. Wamego down St. Mary's 60-55. And St. Mary's Academy won over Abilene 53-43.
KNDY.
Don't drag that Christmas tree to the curb to be hauled away by the trash collectors. Give it a second, even third life in your landscape. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Sweep and collect the fallen needles. Use these as mulch in the garden. Use your cut Christmas tree as a windbreak or for added shade for your landscape plants. Place it on the windward side of rhododendron, boxwood, and other broadleaf evergreens to reduce problems with winter burn. Set the tree on the south side of these plants to shade them from the drying winter sun. Or remove the branches and use them as winter mulch over bulbs and perennials. Layer the boughs over the plants and soil to keep the soil consistently cold, reducing the risk of early sprouting and frost heaving. Or set the tree in the landscape for a bit of added greenery. The birds will also enjoy the added shelter, and you'll enjoy watching these visitors to your landscape. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
We live in a time when some folks love to throw around the term fake news. Perhaps it's warranted in some cases, but let me take you to a place where the news was delivered in an era when people thought the broadcaster was fact-based and trusted. The story is next on this edition of the American Countryside.
I'm Ty Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report. Join me each weekend as we explore the news and issues that matter the most to agriculture. We know this past year has been challenging in many ways, but as agriculture continues to adapt, we are right there with you. From markets to weather, each weekend we take a deep dive into what matters most. Join me each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Don DeBrinket shares the story of perhaps the country's most beloved journalist and broadcaster.
Walter Cronkite is St. Joseph, Missouri's most favorite son. He was born here. He spent his first 6 months here.
While 6 months as a baby may not sound significant, St. Joe was always important to Cronkite's life, as he had grandparents who lived in town, and one of his first radio broadcasting jobs was with a station just down the road in Kansas City. He was a war correspondent during World War II, and by 1950 had joined CBS television.
Cronkite had the advantage that journalists don't have today, which is three television networks, as opposed to a 24-hour stream. He had 30 minutes to communicate to people.
His fact-based reporting and his Midwestern roots helped him gain the trust of television viewers.
He also had a Midwest sensibility. And you ask any Midwesterner and they agree they have the sensibility. It's about calm. It's about assuring people in their daily lives. He brought that to the news.
Over the decades, Cronkite delivered some of the world's most important news, both good and bad, to his audience.
He was at the heart of America's most famous broadcast moments, whether it was Kennedy's assassination, the space race. He was there.
Perhaps it's not fair to compare today's television reporters to Cronkite. Times have changed. Yet his work is still an example of great broadcasting.
Can you imagine calling any of our journalists today the most trusted man or woman in America? We deliberately select our news based on our political beliefs more often than we do on who's delivering it. And so we're not going to see anything like that today, especially when they have to fill more than a half hour. They have to fill 24 hours.
There's much to see and experience in this memorial and museum. And that's next time as we travel the countryside. In St. Joseph, Missouri, I'm Andrew McCray.
People don't pay attention to their trees in the winter, but your evergreens need some moisture. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Water evergreens now to avoid brown needles in the spring as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
Despite the cold, harsh conditions of winter, your evergreens are still transpiring and need to have that lost water replaced. If moisture lost through the needles is higher than what the tree is taking in through its roots, the needles will turn brown in the spring. This is called winter desiccation. Typically, you'll see browning on the ends of branches. In severe cases, it can be the entire side of a tree, which usually faces the prevailing wind. When they're damaged by desiccation, there's no going back. Those tissues are dead. Nicole Stoner is an extension educator at the University of Nebraska. She says most people ignore their trees during the winter and advises getting out the hose when temperatures rise above 40 degrees.
Go out mid-morning once the ground has thawed a little bit and early enough in the day so that the water can penetrate down into the soil before freezing occurs again. You don't want it puddling on the top of the ground. I like to say November, December, January, February, get out there one time each month. If it's dry, if we're not seeing snow cover, get out there and water those trees a little bit.
Evergreens don't need as much water as they do during the spring and summer, but try to get some moisture to the roots.
Most of your tree roots are going to be in the top 12 to 18 inches of soil. So if you're watering a slow trickle for, half hour to an hour, about an inch of water, so that it gets down into where those roots are and can keep those going. We do want to get out there if we can. Even full-grown trees need water, especially in drought situations.
In most cases, brown needles are just an aesthetic issue and only need selective pruning. But severe damage can kill the underlying branches, and you may have to remove the tree. Learn more about preventing winter desiccation in evergreens at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Tension headaches, tension in a relationship, tension so thick you can cut it with a knife. None of that tension is a good thing.
Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. But tension can actually be helpful. Think about a piano. Everyone requires just the right amount of tension. Each string string has just enough tension to perfectly produce each crystal clear note. What's true for a piano is true when it comes to money. Do you ever feel money tension? I know I do. But you can actually use money tension for good. It's tempting to run away from the tension, but if you do, you avoid making wise money decisions. If you face the tension head on, you can use it to make money decisions that reflect your faith in your spending, sharing, and saving. And when your financial decisions are aligned with your faith, then you're free to live a life full of contentment, confidence, and generosity.
The strange world of ultra-processed foods, today on Farm to Fork.
Cab to cab, season to season, there's only one way to do it all on your farm, Ag Leader It. Ag Leader offers the complete package of year-round precision farming tools to help you steer it, plant it, apply it, harvest it, and manage it more efficiently and profitably. For every farm and every field activity, Ag Leader It. Contact your local Ag Leader dealer or visit agleader.com for more information.
Who mapped the soybean genome? You did. Yes, you. Better varieties are on the way. Today's soybean farmers, that's you, are achieving big breakthroughs in seed. How? By pooling your resources through your Soy Checkoff. Your Soy Checkoff research sequenced the soybean genome to help seed companies and other researchers bring better varieties faster to your operation. See all the ways your Soy Checkoff is moving soy forward for you at unitedsoybean.org/hopper.
After watching a webinar on ultra-processed foods, the word enigma comes to mind. For example, a panelist in the webinar, Mark Messina of the Soy Nutrition Institute, offered this.
The American Heart Association last year, in a paper on cardiovascular disease, commented, it's a category of foods termed ultra-processed is frequently used despite the lack of an accepted standard definition.
Messina says the public perceives ultra-processed foods as bad.
You see a lot of consumer articles about ultra-processed foods. You also see the interest in ultra-processed food evidenced by all the research conducted on this topic. Well, all of this research and all of this interest in ultra-processed foods has actually led to calls to limit and in some cases even eliminate completely ultra-processed foods from the diet.
But, says Messina, just by combining a couple of healthy ingredients, like a fruit smoothie and some soy powder, the result is considered ultra-processed.
The entire new generation of plant-based meats, whether they're made from soy or pea protein or even gluten or wheat, are classified as ultra-processed foods, and 90% of the plant milks, including soy milk made from whole soybeans, are classified as ultra-processed foods.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Here's a look at your ag news from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken. Well, the Biden Environmental Protection Agency has issued a final rewrite of the Trump-era WOTUS reforms, and farm groups like National Cattlemen are crying foul. NCBA Chief Counsel Mary Thomas Hart charges the Biden final Waters of the U.S. rule is tainted.
The rule doesn't clearly exempt isolated or ephemeral features from federal jurisdiction, but instead subjects both of those features to case-by-case determinations, which means that farmers, ranchers, or landowners across the country could be required to pay a lot of money and spend a lot of time trying to figure out if their isolated or ephemeral features are federally jurisdictional.
The requiring permits resulting in added EPA enforcement, so beyond some exemptions for drainage ditches, stock ponds, and prior converted cropland, Hart sees the Biden rule as a reversal of the Trump-era WOTUS reforms.
This is a significant expansion beyond the Navigable Waters Protection Rule, and the Biden administration sought to find some middle ground between the 2015 rule and the 2020 rule, so we knew that there might be a slight expansion, but this leans much more toward the 2015 Obama rule than it does toward the Navigable Waters Protection Rule.
All that, as Hart says, six of the nine Supreme Court justices that heard Sackett's versus EPA in October are reviewing a years-old ruling.
They seemed quite convinced that those were failed standards, that, you know, they had watched the definitions ping-pong back and forth from administration to administration, and they thought that there ought to be a new standard. So I will not be surprised if when the Supreme Court issues its opinion in spring 2023, that we see a completely new test and EPA is required to go back to the drawing board.
Hart charges the timing of the EPA final rule couldn't be worse. That's your Ag News. I'm Jeff Aiken.
Kansas, the heartland, the windy state. Cover Kansas is here to help navigate the shifting winds of the healthcare marketplace. A free service to help you find and enroll in a healthcare plan that's right for you. Because it's time we all got covered. Help is here for healthcare at getcoveredkansas.org. Learn how to get healthcare insurance or get free help from a certified health navigator at getcoveredkansas.org.
This ad was supported by the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services of the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services as part of a financial assistance award totaling $875,000 with 100% funded by CMS HHS. The contents are those of the authors and do not necessarily represent the official views of nor an endorsement by CMS HHS or the U.S. government. Sponsored by Community Care Network of Kansas and aired in cooperation with the Kansas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
The Nordis Motor Company in Marysville has a brand new 2023 Chevy Equinox LT. In on trade, a 2018 Toyota RAV4, a 2017 Jeep Renegade, and a 2014 Chevy Captiva. Check these vehicles out and arrange for a test drive at the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville.
Deworming cattle prevents parasites from making them sick. Choose dewormers carefully because there is no cookie-cutter approach on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Have you heard of a good way to deter coyotes? What about a hay sleigh? Or how to get twice the light in your machine shed? These ideas were submitted to the All Around the Farm and Idea of the Month in Successful Farming magazine. If you have an idea for saving money, labor, or time that could offer a real solution to landowners, farmers, and ranchers, we'd like to hear it. Enter your quick fix or proven solution today at agriculture.com/idea entry. That's agriculture.com/idea entry.
Are you looking for new advanced technology for your farm operation? Need some advice on managing your farm or tips on finding the best machinery prices? You'll find all this and more in Successful Farming magazine. Subscriptions are available online at agriculture.com. Visit agriculture.com and complete your subscription to Successful Farming magazine today.
Other livestock to protect them from health-robbing external and internal parasites. There are several methods for administering a dewormer, but a question you should ask when choosing is, does the effectiveness match the efficiency? John Davidson is the Senior Associate Director for Beef Cattle Professional Services at Beringer Ingelheim. He says deworming products should not all be considered equal.
Because they are chemically different, their behavior in the animal is different. The parasite susceptibility to those products and compounds is going to be different. So knowing the objective of the deworming protocol, what the goals are, the timing and seasonality, all those things factor in terms of ultimately selecting a product that is going to best fit your program and also give you the greatest return on your investment.
He emphasizes the importance of sitting down with your veterinarian to make sure you're both on board with which products will be used and how they fit into your operation.
The production goals and the limitations, for whether it's facilities, labor, timing, other things, are we talking farmer feeders here or strictly cow-calf or a hobby-type enterprise? Really understanding the goals of the producer, it's critical for a veterinarian so they can devise a herd health protocol that is the best fit for that producer. So no, I would not recommend a one-size-fits-all.
Proper dosing and administration of products and excellent pasture management can reduce the likelihood of parasites developing resistance to commonly used dewormers. I'm Jody Hinke. Learn more about choosing dewormers at agriculture.com.
It's seed sale season. Call on John Hankey with Third Road Ag Sale for SeaTac Genetics Row Crop Seed. They're a small independent seed company offering soil-specific hybrids. The corn hybrids CTEC offers are all full flex, allowing for lighter populations to be planted while maintaining quality yields. On the soybean side, Third Road Ag Sales carries varieties for all the popular trait packages. For your corn and soybean seeds, call on John Hankey with Third Road Ag Sales at Waterville.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. Jeff Aiken along with you on this Wednesday. Well, it looks like we got a couple of factors influencing the markets right now. Some profit taking going on with grains. With cattle, prices are higher because of the corn situation. USDA January CARP report that's due out next week also have an effect on the markets on this Wednesday. March corn right now is 654.5. That's down 16. Corn for May down 15.25 at 655. Kansas City wheat for March at 837.5. That's down 31.75. Kansas City wheat for May 833.5. That's down 31 currently. March oats at 356.5. That's down 7. May oats at 354.5. That's down 7.75. Soybeans for January, 14.79 1/4. That's down 8. Soybeans for March at 14.85 1/2. That's down 6.75 currently. Cotton for March, 81.02 is your current price. That's down $2.12. Cotton for May, 81.08. That's down $2.02. Live cattle for February, 157.47. That's up 62.5 cents. Live cattle for April, 161.67. That's up 80 cents. Feeder cattle for January, 185.37, that's up $2.67.5. Feeder cattle for March, 188.42, that's up $3.65 currently. Crude oil for February, 73.62 currently, that's down $3.31. Crude oil for March, 73.90, that's down $3.22. Gold for February, 18.58, that's up $11.90. Silver for March, $23.96.5, that's down 27 cents currently. Wall Street, Dow up 206, S&P up 39, NASDAQ up 98. That's your market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken.
Shocker Basketball needs you in the Roundhouse. Come experience one of the top college basketball atmospheres in the nation for yourself and be a part of the best fan base there is. Single game and discounted group rate tickets for all remaining Shocker men's and women's basketball games are available for purchase now. Get yours at goshockers.com/tickets or call the Shocker ticket office at 316-978-FANS. That's goshockers.com/tickets or 316-978-FANS. Go Shocks!
Hi, I'm Jeff Aiken. Join me every weekday on the Mid-America Ag Network for the latest market updates, the most up-to-date ag news, interviews with the newsmakers, and market analysis. Whether you need the latest prices on grains, livestock, oil, or the stock market, you'll be informed with the latest information that affects you and your business. The Mid-America Ag Network is your source for the news and information that impacts the ag industry. Check out market information and ag news with me, Jeff Aiken, every weekday on the Mid-America Ag Network.
Work on the farm or on the job is tough, so you want boots that are equally tough, if not tougher. And for that, you head down to Fashion Direct in Merrill. They carry several brands of work boots for literally any condition and any foot. Steel or composite toe, Met Guard, waterproof, insulated, or electrical hazard. And they just added Keen and Caterpillar to the shelves. Find boots that work just as hard as you do when you visit Fashion Direct in Marysville.
Pull out your pen and paper and be sure to mark this down because the 2023 Kansas Corn Schools are right around the corner. This is Agriculture Today, and I'm Samantha Bennett. K-State Farm System Specialist Ignacio Ciampitti provides details on this amazing opportunity that you are not going to want to miss out on.
Shout out to Kansas Corn, that is one of the main sponsors, and we have a partnership with them working in collaboration, so we try to take care of academic coordination, and they are great on working with excellent partners. They put together the rest, working with our facilities and making sure that we have location, good food, and this winter we are focusing on four schools in four different places. We're also planning to have early February like a virtual school.
Ciampitti goes on to provide details on when and where each of the four in-person events will be hosted.
So our first school, it will be Oakley, January 12th. All the schools will try to go from early morning. Usually we start around 9 a.m. and we finish all the schools around 1 p.m. just with lunch. And our main idea on all the schools is we are focusing on a few topics. Production is one of the critical topics. In some of these schools, we're also covering soil health, management of disease, weed management, our second school that is on Salina. We are partnering them with Great Plains. So we're planning to be there on January 13. And the school will be very similar. We have multiple topics, markets, policy, and also we will have some topics related to planter systems. And we might have a possibility after the school to do like a tour around the factory. So that sounds, at least exciting on our end.
He ends by explaining the remaining events and provides information on where to register.
The following one is on Mayeta, so we will be at the Prairie Bank Casino. Our main topics will be connected similar to production. We also will have an update on disease markets. And then the last one will be in our Southeast Research Station. So our folks on Southeast are hosting in the new building. Very similarly, presenters focus on regional corn practices for Southeast. We also have updates on weed management and then also markets. On the virtual school, we have a more variety of topics. But these presentations, remember that this will be on February 2nd and we'll go from 5 to 8 p.m. And the main goal is just to give a quick update on multiple topics. So we'll go from production, disease, herbicide, then we'll go to cost markets and also to the last point of policy. So very excited. There is a website to register. So if you go to Kansas Corn, you will find the corn schools. Just type corn schools. If not, you will be able to go to our e-updates. So we have all the information related to schools and how to register for the incoming corn schools. We're also planning to offer commercial pesticide credit and CCA credits.
Once again, that was K-State Farm System Specialist Ignacio Ciampitti highlighting the upcoming 2023 Kansas Corn Schools. From Kansas State University, this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Start your new year with a new career. Come join the team at Landall Company as they look to make 2023 the best year yet. Landall in Marysville is hiring for assembly, welding, paint, fabrication, technical writer, engineering clerk, and a traveling service tech position based out of Texas. Career advancement opportunities available. Enhanced wages start at $15.75 up to $21.95, plus hiring bonuses for qualified positions of $500 to $1,000. Exceptional benefits include $2 per hour shift differential, 4% attendance bonus, paid time off, medical, dental, vision, life insurance, paid holidays, and profit sharing. Apply online and learn more at Landall.com or phone 785-562-5381 for more information. EEO, Vets and Disabilities welcome at Landall Company in Marysville. Go online at Landall.com.
KNDY.
Well, it's a marvelous night for a moon dance with the stars up above in your eyes. A fantabulous night to make romance neath the cover of October skies. You know the leaves on the trees are falling to the sound of the breezes that blow. You know I'm trying to please to the calling of your heartstrings that play soft and low. You know the night seem to whisper and hush. You know the soft moonlight seems to shine in your blush. Can I just have one more moon dance with you, my love? Can I just make some more romance with you, my love? Well, I wanna make love to you tonight. I can't wait till the morning has come. Yet I know now the time is just right, and straight into my arms you will run. And when you come, my heart will be waiting to make sure that you're never alone. There and then all my dreams will come true, dear. There and then I will make you my own. And every time I touch you, you just tremble. Then I know how much you want me that you can't hide. Can I just have one more moon dance with you, my love? Can I just make some more romance with you, my love? to shine in your place. Can I just have one more moon dance with you, oh my love? Or can I just make some more romance with you, oh my love? One more moon dance with you in the moonlight on a magic night. La, 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 la.
Another hour of legendary country music comes your way following ABC News on 1570 and 94.1 FM KNDY and K231 AX Marysville.